Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Aaron Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Mr. Jeff Budd, here to talk about some fun things we have to entertain us in these dark winter months. Thanks for coming in, Budd.
Thank you, Aaron. Good morning.
So first thing, we got a whole plethora of things that we can talk about for getting up to some fun entertainment with our neighbors. First being the first monthly grind of the new year.
That's correct. It'll be this Saturday, January 11th at the Nakahiti, the Shikaquan Nakahiti, the community house. And tickets are at Old Harbor Books. It's $5 for everyone. We used to give their $5 back if they brought a dessert, but because of prices going up, we cannot do that. But we have a dessert contest, and so those that win, there's three winners. And then they get fabulous prizes.
Prizes and pride and glory.
And that's right.
And still, even a $5 ticket for everybody, that's still the most affordable show in town.
Ray Troll says $5 is a new free.
That, so, he does, and that is very true.
And so, pretty soon it'll be $10 will be the new free, my guess.
Excellent. So the bits, yeah, so coming to the grind this Saturday, grab your tickets at Old Harbor Books. What's the theme for this week's show?
New beginnings. So the producer is one of the AmeriCorps that works over on the Fine Arts campus, and she's been putting it together. And so that was her idea. And I guess it's because it's another year.
Yeah.
It's a new year.
New start, new beginnings. That makes sense. So what's it shaken out to look like for our lineup for Saturday?
I think it's going to be pretty good. It's going to have Laura Turcotte and her group, Dan Paloff. I think it's playing the banjo. So if you know any banjo jokes, you can be ready with those. And his wife knows a bunch of them. And Tom Bacon, who's been working with us for a long time, he's usually a stagehand. He's going to do some poetry, so I'm looking forward to that. Rich Phillips, Belly Mead will be there, Rick Fleischman, and Elias Erickson, who we haven't had on stage for a while. So it'll be a good show.
Excellent. And this is kind of the last half of the season, and this is the 30th season of the monthly grind. So we're on the homeward sprint for that. So we have new beginnings this Saturday at the Nakahiti, 6:30 p.m. are the doors.
Open, yep.
Perfect.
And the show starts at 7.
Awesome. And so what do we have for the next
then
couple months?
The February 15th will be the fiddle grind, the annual fiddle grind. And I believe that's already got almost all filled up, and that is Debbie Levesque, who is a fiddle teacher or violin teacher, is producing that one. And then March 15th, which will be at the Performing Arts Center, is the original grind. And they're bringing Tom Bagich down for another show. And he's a singer-songwriter. And the thing I like that he does is first half, he gets people to give him 10 words. After intermission, he comes back with a song with the 10 words. So it's fun to see how he puts all that together. Mm-hmm. And the last one will be April 12th. And I don't know the theme for that, to be announced.
Oh, right.
And that'll be back at the community house.
Okay. And it sounds like, so fiddle grind, Debbie's got that all stocked up and ready to go with fiddle performers.
Give her a ring if you want.
Okay. I mean,
you never know.
With original grind, that's Gene Stolberg is going to be heading
back. Jay
Bradley.
And I think that is filled up.
Okay. So if people are itching to maybe try their hand at being part of the monthly grind, probably they've got a couple months. Maybe April is their time to
That'll probably be it.
All right. Excellent. So it would be you that they would get a hold
of? They can call me, and I can send them the right direction. So my email is jbudd3500@gmail.com, and you're welcome to call 747-4821.
All right.
So leave a message if I don't answer,
perfect.
Please.
Perfect. So if you want to share whatever fun talent or passion project you have with the community, April 12th, the finale performance of the monthly grind for the 30th season coming up. Maybe that's your chance to do it. So we've got all these monthly grinds coming up, and we still have, these are friendly showcasing of talents, but we've got some competition coming up too.
We do. Well, and also just to back up, the philosophy still is for the grind, it's affordable, non-political, and family-oriented, so everybody can feel comfortable. Coming
excellent.
There. Yeah, and then we do have some competition. So we're back to doing, this is with the Friends of a Library, and it's the Adult Spelling Bee. Although I'll just give you an example. So you have to be over 18. If you have somebody younger than that, you have to be over 18 to do it. So you, like I had my granddaughter, as my spelling partner, and I won't admit how I muffed the word and what a dirty look I got. But and our goal was not to be the first out, and we were the first out.
Are you going? Are you two going to?
I don't think she'll be here, but I'll find. Last year, John Stein and I did it, and we weren't the first ones out.
Hey, all right.
But we were out on Bamboozle, so.
You got bamboozled by Bamboozled.
We got bamboozled by Bamboozled, yeah.
Well, I mean, hopefully, like, with the, getting a better track record, maybe you can tempt Hazel back.
I'm afraid. I don't want to get the look again.
So, okay, so for
but it's
the
a fundraiser. Yes. It's for the Friends of the Library doing, and the funds go to the library for different things that they want to do, furniture, books, or whatever.
Awesome.
Yeah, and so, it's fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty darn fun, and it's kind of nerve-wracking. I mean, you think you're a good speller when you're typing things out, when you're writing things down, but what do you just have to spell it out with just with your
You can
your
write
words?
On your hand with your finger, but you can't use a pen or a pencil. Ooh, and you have, yeah. We have, if you get bamboozled or think you are, there's help out there in the audience. So you can ask for help, look in the dictionary for X amount of dollars for 30 seconds, ask somebody or have somebody tell you how to spell the word somewhere, but no cell phones anymore.
So when you say no cell phones, if you phone a friend, you could use a cell phone.
They're not supposed to.
Okay.
Just so anybody that's sitting in the audience can't look down and look at their phone.
Oh, okay.
But I suppose if somebody asks to call somebody, which will cost you, then there's nothing we can do about that.
Okay. But if you asked your friend in the audience, they have to
they have to spell the, and then you have to spell the back.
Okay, so, they can't be like, oh, I will ask the Google in my pocket.
If we catch them, we're going to double fine them.
Well, I mean, that's fair.
Something like that.
Penalty, yeah.
I think we trust everybody.
So for Spelling Bee teams, you're saying if you have someone who's under 18, they'll have to have an over 18 partner, you and your
it's
granddaughter.
Usually two people.
So two people.
On occasion, we've had three.
Okay.
Because we're liberal.
Yeah, but you're trying to keep it to ideally
two
people.
Yeah, and I think last year was at least 30 teams.
Ah, excellent.
And it starts off kind of slow, but then when it starts getting the words you never heard of, then people start dropping off pretty quick. But it's a fundraiser and it's fun and it's crowd participation.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what does it take to be a participant?
Typically it costs $20. If you don't have the $20, we will fund you anyhow, because we're not going to let anybody not participate because they can't afford it. And then we'll have sponsors, hopefully, that can help. And they just show up the day of. It's 6:30 to 8:30 is the contest, and try to be there a little bit early if you want to be in it. And because we want to arrange you on the stage, et cetera.
So this taking place at Harrigan Centennial
at Harrigan,
Hall?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Yep. And our very own news director, Robert Woolsey, is going to be...
Host again.
Hosting the
he
MC.
He can pronounce stuff.
He is... I mean, one of the things you do get for working on the radio is being able to read out loud and pronounce some crazy things. Sometimes it takes a little bit of mumbling to yourself and in your head a little bit, but... Rob's a professional.
Yeah, he's
pretty
good.
Darn good at it. So when you mentioned there are sponsorships available, so if folks would like to
if they
want to
be
a
business sponsor,
yeah,
give me a call. Same thing, 747-4821. It's $50, and we will try to publicize your name and your business as much as we can, and we appreciate it. And again, it all goes back to the library.
Excellent. So $20 if you would like to be a participant. If $20 isn't something you're able to spend right now, you could still be a part of it.
And we're not going to embarrass you either. So.
No, it's just if you want to be a part of it and say, $20, I can't stretch right now, we'll still get you signed up for it. If you want to be a sponsor and help that person make the dream come true, have their spelling bee glory here in Sitka, you can help make that happen. So it's just a $50 to be a sponsor, and everyone can contact you. You,
yes, ma'am.
The ringleader of this operation.
Well, just one of many. But I think also I should mention that I think this year first prize will be $100. It might be a gift certificate. And I think then last year we did who spelled the word the worst, and they got a prize. Who's had the best costume, who had the best team name. So there'll be awards for that kind of thing, too.
Excellent. Oh, so it's best costume. So this is so many layers of entertainment.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a fun event. It's just fun having an audience there and involving the audience, and it's fun to watch people up there go through their brain and then come up with it. They can't take all day, but you have 30 seconds plus, give or take.
And if you want to be an audience member, is there any entry fee in order to
be
there?
No, just a donation.
Okay, yeah. Just a donation.
If you want, great. If you don't, that's okay too.
Excellent. Well, we're out of time this morning, Jeff, but thanks for coming in, Aaron, with all the fun things we have to look forward to, the first being the New Beginnings Grind taking place this Saturday, January 11th at the Nakahiti. Doors at 6:30, show at 7. Grab your tickets for $5 at Old Harbor Books. And monthly grinds coming up in February, March, and April. And then the Adult Spelling Bee happening February 27th through the Friends of the Library. Thank you, Jeff, for
thank
coming
you,
in this
Aaron.
Morning.
Thank you, thank you.